Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs. Dude, man, I got fucking nothing to say. Fucking you do some shit, man. Fucking hell. I'm like fucking out of sentences, man. Fucking in my head, it's nothing.
I say, hey, baby doll, you swing your shit like a wrecking ball. 5 foot, 11 inches tall, dark brown eyes, caramel skin. I ain't seen you in my life, sugar, where you been? Tell me, who's your friend? Cause this is my man, so won't you set it off between them, love, cause that's the plan. Hook your friend with my man, come sit in my lap. I'll listen to your yak, then I'll bust my rap. I'll size up your gap, you size up my bone. It's sticking meaty like a hot calzone. Fresh out the oven with the all-night loving. I freak the styles you like, but don't get from your husband. And when I call, just tell him I'm your cousin. I got a dozen cousins just like you. To mine, I heard a thrust with no cut. I never been stuck on neck, back to butt. Handcuffs and stuff as I watch you strut. To the window, your legs out with your silhouette. Then you bend low, lick my crack to my chest. I defend my manhood and co-represent. I command my sex with a harmony text. Mysteries and signs equate the dumb stew. Destiny's blessing, even rioties of ecstasy. You do me so slow, I blaze indeed. I nickname you Luna Bean, LSD. IVI, any queen who is deceit. If you could dissect me in my scientific scene, Speckle, baby, I'm real. Come on, red bone steel and Cherokee appeal.
In my tracks, run up an axe at any time in your life. Have you been blessed? No need to second guess. You be banging like that dress, hanging off your frame. If it's all the same, let me throw my game. Hit you for your name, plus your area code. I might overload, but that won't explode. Baby, don't until you're ready. My name ain't Crazy Legs, hun, but I can rock steady. Blowing up the spot like J. Paul Getty.
Want me to say
the DJ New Style Show. Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, no. 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 No.
Yeah.
Oh, snap!
Welcome, 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 one and all, to the DJ New Style Show, your Tuesday night miracle on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Really, really glad to see all of you out here and to have you hear me. But listen, listen, it's a little bit of more of the same. You guessed it. Rammstein! Oh, I don't understand how there could be people that do not enjoy Rammstein. But there are. But those people are not on the DJ Newstyle show. Let me tell you who is on the DJ Newstyle show. It's me, DJ Newstyle, better known as Ken, to those who have no idea that I do this from my bedroom. Also with me is Germ Freak, better known as Frank, who lives in a basement and fights his demons, as well as human feces. Frank, how are you tonight?
Good evening, sir.
Oh, how are you? You doing all right?
Yes.
Feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How's it going?
I'm enjoying a cup of hot tea in an oversized red cup adorned with hot air balloons and the Eiffel Tower. Does that make me gay?
How are you holding the cup? Like with two hands, like you're enjoying it.
Like I'm brought in from a blizzard.
Exactly.
Like I fell off of a snow cat, and now I'm being warmed up at a ski lodge. No, I'm not. I'm gripping it by the handle like a gentleman.
Okay, well,
like a man. It's not something we need to talk about in the summer. Usually, hot tea isn't necessarily on the list of topics that a show broadcasting in July would want to talk about. But I have a bit of a scratchy throat. You were sick last week. I felt something coming on. Now I'm a little bit sick. I'm on the cusp of sickness.
I'm not going to feel sorry for you.
What's that?
I'm not going to feel sorry for you.
So people tell you that you're sick and you just don't feel anything.
Oh, well, what do you want me to do? I mean, you're a grown man. Deal with it.
Sympathize, you know, motherfucker. I'm your friend. I'm your
how
pal,
great
your radio
was it,
compadre.
How great was it when you were a kid in grammar school and being home from school sick? Those are some of the best times ever, weren't they?
Amazing. Amazing. And you know what the thing is? That's the one childhood memory, the thing that would occur in childhood that's just as good as an adult. For example, Howard the Duck, amazing as a kid. Terrible when you're fucking 28. Staying home sick, completely fantastic. I'm going to watch The Price is Right. I'm going to watch fucking Gilligan's Island.
Absolutely. See, I'm surprised you Gilligan's Island was a little before your time. But either way, you watch Press Your Luck. And then what happens is you're saying to yourself, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon and you're home and the kids are at school.
See, Dead Hooker Storage, who is snuggling a pillow on his stomach, is telling me that I'm a little gay for requesting that a friend be a little sympathetic to my illness. That's okay that you want to lay on your stomach and clutch your pillow like you're dreaming about the dreamiest quarterback in high school.
He looks like he's in the Beat It video with Michael Jackson there when he did that, was clenching the pillow.
What I would not do is call me gay for being sick. Because when you're sick, you want someone to at least show you a little bit of a ray of sunshine. Even if it's your one of your friends, one of your good friends. You feel like you're special. When you're sick, it's almost like it's your birthday, which it was mine on the 25th, by the way. I don't want to say anything. We already know what happened. Gifts that were received. And if you guys don't know, well, you know, you'll find out later on this episode. And if you have no clue what I'm talking about right now, you'll listen to this entire show, go back to DJNewStyleShow.com, pull all the old stuff. But when you're staying home from work or whatever obligation you have, whether it's school, work, summer camp, I don't even know, anything you can stay home sick from, it's amazing. You're in your own bed. You're surrounded by those crusty little bunched up tissues just all over the place. You don't even throw them out. There's a garbage can right next to you. Just leave them on the bed around you.
And you're just being babied by your mother or your guardian.
By your mother or your guardian.
Well, listen, you have to say that. You know, you don't know people's situations.
No, you know what? You can safely assume that it's okay to say mother. Even if people don't have a mom, they'll get it. They'll be like, yeah, I don't have a mom. How does this translate to me? Oh, my guardian. Yeah, that's right. We don't have to accommodate every situation when we speak, Frank. But yeah, you do get babied, you get taken care of. It's nice. It's beautiful. What was your go-to meal? Your way that you'd comfort yourself, you make yourself feel better.
When I was sick, it was Celentano, which they don't make anymore, Celentano frozen pizza. And they make Celentano products, but they don't make Celentano frozen pizza anymore.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because the cheese was made out of rat feces. So all those times you were sick.
That's what you're coming up with? That's the best you got?
Let me just tell you something, Frank.
I apologize.
Let me tell you something. When you come up with anything, that's the day you can tell me what anything I've thought up is terrible. That's the day. Now, we all stay home and we're not necessarily sick. You know what I'm getting at? We lie
Have you ever lied in school to get out of a school? I mean, obviously everybody has, except my girlfriend. By the way, my girlfriend never missed a day of school.
From high school, ever.
She
gets them, including grammar school.
They gave her a special award. I think they made it up because this is humanly impossible. I guess she was really like a go-getter in school. She really wanted to be academically incredible. So part of that was going to school all the time. So she never missed a day. And I told her that there would be years I'd miss like 9 days. 9 times, Frank. I said this was some of the best memories I ever had in childhood. Not going to school, and you never had this. You can never experience that. You can call out of work, but it's close. It's not the same. How many times do you think a year were you out sick?
And what time for you talking about high school? You talking about grammar school? What are you talking about there?
Can we just go to with an average? I mean, I'm guessing that you
were
sick.
I'd say maybe 2 times a year, two or three times a year.
2 times a year.
I didn't like being home from school sick because I hated not keeping up on the homework and everything. I didn't want to get lose track there. Somebody typed in the room, Mike Sneakers, Pristine Sneakers, Richard Bay. That was something you also watched. It was Richard Bay.
Oh, you had to watch the Richard Bay show. You watch all the trash TV. All that stuff. You were old enough to probably be on the Richard Bay show.
Well, listen, Richard Bay, I was already out of school. I was in college at that time. But, at that time, those shows didn't have a delay on it. And a couple times I heard them say the F word over the air.
And you probably still, and it's amazing that you found a way in 2008 to tell people this. Nobody listened to you back in 93, but you found a way to have somebody hear that story now. Well, I remember I saw a sitcom where a deaf guy did some sign language for "fuck you" and they blurred his hand out. That was amazing. I'm telling you now. What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Bingo.
What does that mean?
That's just a little impression I do, but whatever.
What impression of what?
I do a little impression. That's all. I think I've done it before.
I mean, why did you bring it up? Is because I mentioned somebody that's deaf?
Maybe.
So you're going to bring up your Marley Matlin impression again? How many episodes are we going to feature the
bingo?
Which I do bingo. Better than you. I do better than you.
No, you don't.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I digressed. I apologize.
Keith from Best in Show. It's bestinshowradio.com. He's saying dueling
bingos.
So, did you have a go-to excuse? Like you didn't want to go to school? You're not sick, but you can say one thing to your parents, and it's all good when you were a kid. Did you have one excuse?
If you have a headache, they really can't tell whether or not you're faking or not. So you can say you get a real bad headache. The fever thing. One time I took the thermometer, and I put it underneath a flame, but then I broke the thermometer. Oh, Christ. But then I broke the thermometer off. Why am I getting calls during the show?
From people who know that I'm
doing a show. That's what I don't understand.
Can you unplug that or turn the volume down?
Yes.
Or, thank you.
Okay, I apologize.
We understand you're an important person.
No. It's somebody who's doing the show. I'm doing a show right now. Okay, that was none other than tidbit. But anyway.
Oh, I see.
Let me take this off the hook. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We're going to eventually hear that.
I'm doing my best.
You're doing your best. You're doing all you can. But you broke a thermometer trying to heat it up enough?
I broke the thermometer, yeah. And I guess, what's in there? Mercury?
Well, when you were a kid, yeah, it was mercury. But now it's not because they realize that people bite them and break them and ingest the chemical. Whatever it is, I don't think it's mercury anymore. But yeah, it used to be when you were a kid and you got it all over yourself.
I got it all over myself and my mother yelled at me.
She yelled at you. She wasn't necessarily upset that you've become exposed to toxic chemicals, but just because you broke her thermometer.
Well, do you ever play with mercury? Because it's sort of like you could play with it and it doesn't, you could play with it and it doesn't really,
Frank.
It doesn't like. liquefier.
Hang up the fucking
phone. I hung it up!
I even told you that. I can't believe that you don't know how a fucking phone works. Jesus. Are you there, Frank?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, calm down. Focus on what we're doing here. So you like to play with the mercury?
I had a back in sixth grade, our teacher gave out free mercury samples in a dish.
What?
And what? She gave out free mercury samples, and we were able to bring it home in like a little cup, and you could play. You could like put it on the table, and it was like a liquid, but yet it didn't absorb anything. It was a really fun thing to play with.
I missed somebody's call. I hope they will call back. I really hope they call back. The number to call is 316-768-4472. I was just marveling over the fact that a teacher would give you something that can cause fucking gigantism and nerve damage. Just the sample to play with at home. But we do have a phone caller here. They managed to come back. Here we go.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. With Germ Freak, who has probably nerve damage. I don't know. Who's this? Uh-oh. Who's this? I can't hear him. Fuck him. I don't know, Frank. I don't know. We're not hearing anything from them. So what can we do? We'll have to have somebody troubleshoot these here phones. Phone caller, we can't hear you. Please, don't take offense to that. I'm hanging up on him. Frank, do you really think that's safe? I mean, would you let your kids play with mercury?
Well, at the time, I didn't know that there was a problem with it. And if the teacher's giving you samples of it, who's to know that there's a problem with it, you know?
But I mean, now, would you give your kids a sample of mercury to play with?
Oh, no, not now. No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Well, like, there's a lot of things that teachers have done, especially in your time, that would never fly today. Probably like the teacher that is allowed to hit the kids that act up. Apparently, you, the teacher that's giving out fucking poison to kids because it's fun. It looks like a Terminator.
One teacher gave us a chunk of asbestos.
What? Is it the same teacher?
No, it was a different. This is like in third grade.
Try to burn it. You can't, kids. Chew on it. It's impossible. It's the future. Asbestos, kids.
There was asbestos. And there was some loose asbestos in one of the rooms there in the janitor's room. And the janitor pulled some off and gave it to me.
Now, you said it was a teacher. Now you're saying the janitor just gave
you
things.
Well, the janitor, whatever. Same difference.
Did you ever get candy from the janitor?
No.
You ever take it into the closet to show you some cool things?
I used to enjoy watching the janitor work, though. I would get goosebumps watching him work.
Goosebumps?
Yes.
People get goosebumps when they see, like, people play well on a violin. Not putting wood chips down on some fucking sick kid's puke. Why were you getting chills?
You know what I get chills from, and this is the God's honest truth, my whole life I've got chills from this, is when you go to get your gas at the gas station and the guy washes your windows, it gives me goosebumps and chills.
Goosebumps.
Does that same thing for you too?
Goosebumps and chills. No.
It gives you chills, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't, because I don't enjoy watching a brown person rub my windows. Let's see if the phones are back.
Phone is ringing. Oh my God.
They hung up. What a fucking mess.
What a...
Whenever I watch myself completely fail at phones, I get the chills, actually. You get the chills from somebody washing your windows?
I get the chills from watching somebody wash my car windows.
From the inside. You sit in the inside.
I get chills from the inside and to the point where I can't look at them because the chills are uncontrollable. So I have to look away.
That there's something about that. There's something like subconsciously sexual about that. Not that you're turned on by it, but you're ashamed that someone's basically rubbing you down. Like, you wouldn't have that same feeling if you were standing across the street watching some guy, you know, clean your car.
Right.
Right? So you're in this car. This guy's hovering over you. He's got a dirty rag. Scrubbing some tree sap off the windshield, and you feel like he's fucking controlling you.
And it's always an awkward moment when when they clip the windshield wiper a little bit and it makes a little bit of a sound. You know the point I'm talking about?
That's
when they're
awkward
washing
to you?
Go ahead.
That's awkward to you?
When they're washing the window and they accidentally, you know, bump into the windshield wiper and it makes a little bit of a piercing sound. It's always a little uncomfortable, you know, because they kind of fucked up my car, you know, they screwed the car up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
But,
and also when they're washing the window horizontally and they're at that point where they have the vertical streak and they have to take the squeegee and go downwards at the end of the car, at the end of the windshield. Are you aware of that? What I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. 316-768-4472. Please speak up. Nobody. Nothing. Absolutely fucking nothing. And you know what? Fuck the phones. Fuck the phones. I don't know what's going on with it. It's interesting. Let's see.
It's sabotage.
It is a little bit of sabotage, isn't it, Frank? Isn't it, Frank? We've got it pegged. We can't hear shit from people. But, you know, it's fine. I don't know what the hell you're talking about with this windshield shit. I really don't. I have no idea what you're talking about with it. Like when he does a downward motion, you feel a little tingle in your ball sack.
What happens is, I think I explained myself. You know when they're washing, they're taking the squeegee and they're washing the window and they're going horizontally across the windshield.
Yeah.
Well, there's a point where there's a vertical streak. So then they take the squeegee and they go up and down with it in order to get that streak.
You're going nowhere with this. You're losing me. In fact, I don't know your fascination with the guy that's cleaning your windshield. I mean, does this feeling come over you when your family's with you or when you're alone in the car?
Either way, I cannot watch somebody wash my windshields. It gives me it's the same chill that I get when I eat a peach from the fuzz, because the peach fuzz gives me chills.
I don't understand what. Do you have a different definition of chills than me? I mean, I don't understand how fucking fruit can give you chills.
Are you aware
chills.
That the peach is fuzzy on the outside? So when you take a bite of it makes me cringe. Taking a bite of the fuzzy peach makes me cringe.
Why does it make you cringe? Why does it make you cringe?
It just does. It just makes me cringe.
I don't understand. Like what's the correlation? Is it the fact that people refer to vaginas as peaches sometimes? Like in slang, they wanna talk in front of kids and say, "Hey, how's a fucking peach?" Like that's Rob Giggs asking about somebody's vagina. How's a fucking peach, Frank? Is that what bugs you?
I cringe. All I can say is I cringe from the fuzz. That's all. What can I don't know how else to explain it. And I'm not alone in that either. So whenever I eat peaches, I have to skin them.
You're not alone. I don't know, Frank. I don't know. I think you're under a lot of stress right now. I think you told me your wife is taking some classes.
My wife is taking some classes. You know, she's been a stay-at-home mom for 9 years, taking care of our little tykes. And now she thinks it's time to get back in the work field there. So she's taking these classes. And the problem is I have to my one daughter is taking some classes in the summer. And now I got to get up with the kids.
So you have to – now you're the mom now.
I'm the mom in the morning. And
you're
it's
the
driving
mom.
Me crazy.
She does everything for her three kids and her fourth kid that she married and had three kids with. And now that she's – trying to make something of herself, make her own money, maybe step up a little bit in the world, not just be some kind of doormat that you walk on and demand things from. You have to fill that gap. You're filling that void right now. You're filling the void. How is it? Is it taking a toll on you?
It's taking a toll on me. I'm stressed out over it, and because my one daughter is very pokey and she won't move her ass.
Pokey, I understand. She won't move her ass. So how do you manage this whole thing?
Well, I tell my daughter, my oldest daughter, I bribe her and give her gifts if she helps me gets the kids ready for school, gets Lauren ready for class.
So you pay.
I buy her things. I'll buy her like a Frappuccino or a Hillary Hannah Montana CD or something like that, and because I can't handle it, I can't handle it, I can't handle it, I can't, I can't, get the kids dressed. I can't deal with
it. So you delegate all your authority to...
I delegate.
One of the children that you should be taking care of is actually doing all the work for
you. Yes. Yes, the 8-year-old is now the adult.
You're going to get these kids taken away from you. Somebody's going to step in and take these children from you. Now, it doesn't mean that your wife is out of the picture completely. You just have to wake them up and get them ready because they take some kind of a class. They go to some activities and stuff. They have a routine of their own, but they need to be, you know, taken care of. They need to have their breakfast made and all that stuff. What do you make them for breakfast? Do you have a couple meals that you go through?
Kayla makes some breakfast.
Your oldest daughter, who is not even 10, makes
breakfast. I mean, she's 8 years old. You know, she makes some, you know, like nothing fancy, you know, like... something you could put in a toaster or whatnot, or cereal or something. It's not really a big deal.
I don't understand how you as a man can just completely waive any responsibility to anybody. The first person to even be available, not even step up. The first person right there is the one who you're like, okay, fine, you can do this for me. I'll get you a fucking Hannah Montana CD. Go ahead and do all my work.
Yes,
that's what you do. Does your wife know that your kids are basically doing what she entrusted you to do for her?
I tell them not to say anything. I tell Kayla not to say anything.
Does your wife listen to the show?
Yes.
So she now knows that you do nothing. She knows that you're worthless, and when she's hitting the big time, as she's going to, she will drop you like a fucking bag of dirt. You'll be yesterday's news, Frank. She and the kids will be going off on vacations. Hell, they're doing it already. They're going on vacations alone as it is. What do they need you for? What do you do for them? Now that she's going to be earning some money, they don't need you. You haven't proved that you do anything right now. You delegate. You delegate. You're a middleman right now.
A middle management.
You're a middle management Mr. Mom right now. That's what you are. I don't know. I mean, how do you feel about that? Do you feel a little embarrassed?
No, I'm not embarrassed at all. I get very stressed out. I have a low threshold for stressfulness.
Stressfulness?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. So you said your kids have a lot of activities, a lot of things that they're doing right now. Maybe they take the occasional course or class or whatever.
Right.
I did nothing in summer. Like, why so much structure for these kids? Why are they involved in so many things?
This is just a 3-week program for Lauren because it's something that was offered by the town. So we figured we let her have fun and do something. But it's you know, it's a pain in the ass taking her there. You know,
it's a pain in the ass to drive her there. So
I have to drive her there every friggin' day.
I did nothing. And my entire summer break, every summer break, I get to the point where like I had nothing to do anymore. I've done everything I wanted to do. I don't even know what day of the week it is. I was so bored. I remember as a very young kid, I would complain to my parent that I had nothing to do. Did you ever reach that spot as a kid?
Yeah, you say you're
I'm bored. I got nothing to do. And then they stop listening to you. So I decided I would make a little fucking song or rhyme, a couplet, I don't know, that I would just repeat over and over again. I would just say, no one to play with and nothing to do, at the top of my lungs over and over again until they got so fed up with me that they'd have to find something for me to do. No one to play with and nothing to do, when I'm fucking like 6 or 7 or 8, 9, 25. Just over and over again. Over and over again. I told you that a while back, and you keep fucking repeating this song, but you never get it right. You don't know. Can I hear your rendition of it, please?
I'm bored and I got nothing to do.
that's not a song.
I still can't get that fucking Heroes Talk thing right, let alone this thing.
What are you talking about? Can you just fucking...
I apologize.
Concentrate on what we're doing?
I apologize.
Everything else that doesn't work doesn't matter right now.
I apologize.
You know what matters? The talk show, where we talk.
Yes, I apologize.
And we talk about things. If something doesn't work, well, we'll have to fucking skate on by, won't we?
The slogan that you have for Hear Us Talk, I still can't get that right.
You can't get that.
The place to be and
Hear Us Talk, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Check out hearustalk.com. Go to the forums. sign up, log on, not to borrow a phrase from another illustrious and popular message board. But I kind of want to put it on loan for our message board, which is popping off, son. Straight up popping. You can see currently my face, because it's a technical disaster, this entire show. Normally we have Frank on there. I offered another way for him to be on after he complained that he wasn't on camp. Frank, you were complaining to me.
No, I wasn't. I don't care. I don't.
No,
care.
At first, when you said, "So, are we going on camp?" Like, yeah, Frank. I'm sorry, but you can't be on camp tonight. You go, but my wife. You know, I wanted to.
No,
be
I
on.
Could go on camp right now.
And then I said, and then what I said to you was, "Well, you know what? I'll put you on a little square of mine." You go, "No, I don't want to be on camp.
I prefer not to. I'd prefer not to.
Yeah,
I prefer
why?
Not to.
Well, you don't like people looking at you. I don't care if people look at me. I don't mind. It's another avenue for this thing. It's another offering, I guess. Yeah. No one to play with, they had nothing to do. Over and over again. My parents, the fact that I'm still alive is amazing, because I would murder any kid that did that over and over again. Absolutely dispose of this child. Do you ever do anything just to purposely annoy your parents? To purposely get to them, you ever do anything like that? I mean, think back. Well, I know it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Probably written in some fucking stone slates with some paintings of buffaloes.
I was a pretty good kid. I was definitely afraid of my father, so I really didn't do anything out of the ordinary.
What would you do in the summer? I mean, you're much older than me. You didn't have video games. None of
I
that
always.
Stuff. What was your favorite thing?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, I followed the garbage truck in the mornings.
You followed the garbage truck?
Well, like we would, a whole bunch of us, we would take our bicycles and follow the garbage truck through the town, because we used to enjoy watching them throw the garbage in the thing.
What was so fascinating?
I don't know. It was just fast. I mean, how cool is it, you know, to watch that? I just thought it was fun.
Sheepy.
So.
Who is now known as Joe Forever. I don't know. You tell me. Or JF is checking in. He says that Frank is a garbage picker. What a lame adventure. That is so sad. your big fucking day out, your adventure, was to follow a garbage truck. Follow a guy who has decided that the shit that you no longer want is going to be his big business. This is what excited you the most.
I didn't say it was anything. I'm just telling you what I did. It was fun. We used to go
how
to a
close would you go to this truck?
Pardon me.
How close did you get to this truck? I mean,
very close.
And now, as an adult you would never even be caught near parking near a dumpster.
No, I don't park. Yeah, I won't park near a dumpster. I won't.
This Sunday, we went to a diner, me and my family, and I got stuck parking next to the grease dumpster. That grease that they can't use anymore. They just recycle it in that one bin. It fucking stunk like a goddamn, like the shit that comes out of that cyst on my leg that Dr. Steve diagnosed as being okay on a previous episode. DJNewStyleShow.com. You know, you'll be caught up. You go there, download everything. It was disgusting. I didn't want to be by that. But you won't even go by a normal dumpster where people throw out like office papers and stuff.
Well, nowadays you really can't tell, because they have, you know, recyclable ones and this and that. But you know, this is the back in the days where they threw jars and cans with food products and stuff like that. This was the good old days when they throw everything together.
See, that was the best.
Back in my day, we didn't have to recycle when I was a kid. I don't know how it was when you were a kid.
When I was really young, yeah, we didn't have to recycle. It was amazing. You just throw everything that you don't want.
Throw it in there.
One fucking bag. Throw it all away. Who cares?
Now you got to friggin'. Now you got to. Try and pull one over on the garbage man, because God forbid, you know, I have a stray can. I don't feel like, you know, say I find a can outside. I don't want to have to go put it in the recyclable can, so I'll just throw it in the regular trash, but I have to cover it up.
You're killing the planet, Frank. You're killing Earth. It sucks, though. We used to have the one recyclable bin. We had garbage, and we had things that people would want to reuse to make your kids' toys or whatever. But now it's, you know, we have to segregate that. We need plastics and cans, and then we need a bin for newspapers and then corrugated cardboard. It's fucking out of hand, Frank. There's too much shit that people want to reuse. I want new stuff. Are you turned off by a product that boasts the amount of a high percentage of recycled products? Are you afraid that that's?
Yes,
like...
I am, because I'm not going to reuse something. I'm not going to reuse a recycled paper cup because that could have been in somebody's mouth and it could have been, you know, how you know it was cleaned properly.
Chipotle, you love Chipotle, right?
I do.
You do. Their napkins are like 60% recycled paper. Now,
yes, that's
now
why
you
I
think
of
recycled
them.
Paper? What paper are we talking about here? Like paper towels that they don't flush.
I don't know.
Something they maybe tried to clean up a crime scene with.
Exactly.
Throw in the wrong bin on accident.
Exactly.
And you're wiping your fucking salsa mouth with it now. And then that's gonna get recycled, and people are gonna wipe it on their face. I don't really care. I just want to incite some kind of a fear in you. Do you ever walk by a dumpster and just have a faint thought that there might be somebody hiding it? Has that ever crossed your mind?
Not until now.
Well, I mean, you see all these cartoons, like or TV shows or whatever, where the bum lives in the garbage can. He lives in the dumpster. Oscar the Grouch is in the garbage can. We're taught from a very young age that this is a perfect haven for people who have made poor financial decisions.
Yeah,
this is where they are. So I'm walking by a dumpster, and now I have in the back of my head, I'm like, hey, I wonder if somebody that used to love the OTB is really in there right now. Like, if I really knock on it, are they going to get pissed? But you're not frightened of the dumpster because there might be somebody lurking in there. Some vagrant, some bum, some homeless guy. You're more along the lines of afraid of just filth.
Yeah, essentially. Bodily fluids, things of that nature.
You don't even park near them, though.
I don't park near them, no.
You always park with the ass end in the spot? And
yes, I always back in.
Why?
So I have to, in case I have to make an escape. This way, it's easier just to drive forward rather than have to back up.
So you go into a parking lot. You have your pick of spots. Where do you go? Give us the procedure, the parking protocol.
Well, I park. I don't care if I have to, you know, walk a distance. I park where there's no other cars, and I make sure that there's a buffer. There's no cars on either side of me, and I back in.
So you back in. I mean, do you make a point of being a few car lengths away from somebody?
And sometimes I'll back in the middle. I'll go like in two lanes so that nobody will touch me on either side.
Yeah, I always park in the back. I accept defeat. That's what I call it. I just go and I accept defeat. I know I'm not going to get a great spot. I'm not going to spend 10 minutes looking for the perfect fucking parking spot. I'll fucking walk. I go to the back. Park right there and walk. My girlfriend, no, she's got to circle the fucking parking lot. She's got to look for a spot that is open, that's close, and it's just a big fucking hassle. It's a big hassle. I don't know why she does that. I mean, do you care if your spot's far away or not?
I don't care if it's far away. I it doesn't matter to me. I just want to make sure that it's my car's there when I get there.
Yeah. I don't know, Frank. I don't know. Summertime, you would just follow the garbage cans, and you'd love it. You'd stay really close. You didn't care about the filth. It was more about the excitement for you.
Right.
Yeah.
I would
ride my bike. I would climb trees. I would do all kinds of things that normal kids do. I mean, did you ever have any actual excitement, or did you always just follow?
Well, we used to go to a swim club, Ashbrook Swim Club in Edison, New Jersey, we had good times there. I was a champion paddleball player.
Champion paddleball player?
Yes. And I also was going through puberty when I was there, so I was embarrassed that I had hairy legs.
How old were you? You were 6.
Yes. Well, I always had a little – I developed very early as far as hair, and I always had like a little mustache. Like I had like a little mustache in like 4th grade. Like a little –
You were that
little – That cinnamon mustache.
Swarthy, disgusting, dirty-looking kid.
Right, exactly.
You know that there's that one year like where, you know, you're not shaving yet. You have I actually look like I have it now with my stupid thin beard. But like the preteen mustache is the worst. They're not shaving.
Right.
They don't
right.
know what it's, to do. It's just there. That's the only spot it's in.
It's before you ever even shave ever. It's perfectly formed. It's before you ever shave in your life, you have that perfectly formed mustache.
People hold on to it for a while too.
I've
noticed
years.
a lot of Latinos like to hold on to that look for a while.
And no, it's worse when once you shave it off, your upper lip looks like it's like a fucking like a plank. It's like it's fucking huge. You have this big space between your upper lip. It looks huge.
Well, on you, yeah, it kind of does. It kind of does. I mean, summer vacation for me. I'm not talking about any paddleball victories. The days of yore. I remember like being chased by dogs, vandalizing stuff. I mean, do you ever get in any trouble, or you have any? Do you ever get bit by? Were you ever bit by a dog? Did we ever talk about that?
I was bit by a dog. I was bit by a Dalmatian when I was at the age of 11.
That was 10. That was through your phase of following fire trucks. The fucking dog had enough of you.
Well,
jumped off
actually,
the back of the truck and took your fucking cheek off.
Unfortunately, no, that's not how it happened. I was just bit by a neighbor's Dalmatian. He sunk his teeth right into my hip area, and I had to get
your
a tetanus shot. Yes.
He bit you on your hip.
Well, like on the ass hip area, and I had to get a tetanus shot.
Answer this truthfully. Were you bitten by a dog on the ass? Did a dog bite you in the ass?
Yes.
Why are you embarrassed about that?
Well, it's embarrassing. You know?
You're embarrassed to admit that a dog took a... Did he take a chunk out of your ass, or just like maybe like not
he
even
took,
break the skin?
No, he broke the skin. You know, he could see his teeth marks, and I petitioned for the dog to be put down.
You wanted to kill the fucking dog. It's a Dalmatian, not a fucking Rottweiler.
I petitioned for the dog to be put down.
And did you win? Was the dog put down?
He was put down several weeks later.
You're an asshole. What were you doing that the dog
C'est
got
la vie!
Oh, man. What were you doing? How did you get into this predicament that the dog bites you in the ass?
All I was doing was I was just spitting water in its face, and he decided to bite me in the ass. That's all I was doing.
You were spitting water into me. I'm sorry, I can't keep my composure here. You were spitting water in the dog's face. Where was the dog?
The dog. He was sitting on the front steps of a neighbor's house, and I just I would take sips of my beverage and spit it in his face. Eventually, he got fed up and he decided to bite me in the ass.
And you petitioned for the dog to be put down.
I petitioned for the dog to be put down. He was put down several weeks later. And I watched as the SPCA came and got him. And everybody and the kids were crying in the neighborhood.
You, and were did they hold some kind of animosity? Did you know these people? I mean, were they just somebody in the neighborhood?
Yes, they were like neighbors. They were dirty neighbors. They were like their house was filthy. They were just animals.
Well, people are loving this. We have Boston Idol saying, "God, that is really horrible." Jersey Girl says, "OMG, that's so mean." OMG, by the way, means oh my god or gosh if you're a Mormon and don't like to say God because it's taking Lord's name in vain.
Well, I have to be honest with you. This dog. You know, he bit people in the past, so he had a record.
He bit people in the past. Why? Now, why? It seemed like the dog could take a lot of shit. The dog took...
Well, for some reason, he didn't
spits?
Like... When people,
how many spits, Frank? How many spits in his face?
For some reason, he didn't like when people threw pebbles at him. I don't know why.
You fucking tortured this dog.
I didn't throw the pebbles at him. Somebody else did.
And then you spit in his face.
I spit in his granted, face. What's a little water?
Granted, as a kid, you really don't care about other people's stuff. You don't care about other people's pets. We had a neighbor that had this like little piece of their yard where they had like a fucking zip line, and the dog was tied to the zip line so that it could go and just run up and down in that one fucking line all day long. And it was the most angry and terrible dog. And of course, we would throw things at it. I never petitioned for it to be killed. It died of natural causes, but I never spit water in its face. Maybe I threw the occasional pine cone, tuft of grass. Nothing hard, nothing that would hurt it. I just wanted to anger it. That's all.
You wanted to be an instigator, like Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah, but if I were to get bitten by that dog, I would never file a petition for the dog to be put down. You are a horrible man. And now you're a dog owner.
I love my dogs. I have two Maltese.
I'm going to petition right now that both of them are put down. Just out of just mercy. Give them a mercy killing so they don't have to have a fucking a dog killer as an owner.
You love Marvin and Sophie, so
I fucking hate Marvin and Sophie. You heard me. One of them has a permanent hard-on. The other one can only walk on its back two legs. You've run these dogs ragged, Frank. Have you been spitting water in their face?
No, but you know what I do sometimes? I take a water gun and I spray it right in their face. You know what? I take a water gun and I spray it at my parakeets from across the room.
Why? You can't live without fucking with something.
I don't hurt them to the point where they're in physical pain. I just like to bust their chops a little bit. Hey, listen, I'm giving them free housing and shelter and food and water. That's the least they can do.
We're getting a quick shout-out request from PETA Lover. PETA Lover, hi, how are you? Obviously, you haven't tuned in yet. This shout-out goes out to Dog Fancy 5 at AOL. How are you? I don't know, man. I don't know. I tell you what. Why don't we... I really want to get back into the disregard for other people's things. I really do. Let me see one more time if the phones work, and then maybe we'll take a break if they don't. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Actually, you're not. It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. We'll be right back.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude.
That's why we might as well take our time.
Go ahead.
Shoot.
Okay, say this first. Hey, this is Fred from Best in Show Radio.
Hey, this is Fred from Best in Show Radio.
Now tell them they're listening to DJ New Style.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show here on hearustalk.com.
Now tell them to check out Best in Show Radio every Sunday or they might miss something like this.
Check out Best in Show or you might miss something like this.
The web tender is here.
Oh,
web tender.
I have some whiskey. I have some vermouth. I have some vodka. We have some gin. We have some tonic. We have some blackberry liqueur. We have some Midori. We have some grenadine.
How about you just start mixing? Dealer's choice. What you know how to make from there.
Maybe I'll bring in some Crystal Light for a juice base. Can I put a splash of grenadine in a martini?
You not. I would recommend against it in a martini.
Blackberry liqueur?
Oh, God.
No? No good? Am I an alcoholic? Is that why these things are okay for me?
I want my drink. I've been here for 15 minutes already.
In all honesty,
I don't have a drink.
Your tip is shot.
Right?
I'm the bartender that tells people my problems.
Okay, I'll take a sip of this. Thank you, barkeep.
A sip.
Oh, get on mic. Get on mic.
Oh, my God. Puke on mic.
That's called morning rush.
It's like God's bile.
He's just tasted the morning rush.
It's not good. It's not good. Oh, no. Yeah, it's rotten, man. I'm going to say that is like some sort of feces mixed with lightning and two firecrackers. That's what that tasted like.
Tell them to check out Best in Show Radio every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on hearustalk.com and on the Hear Us Talk Radio chat room on Pal Talk.
Check us out, Best in Show Radio.
Tell them that Best in Show Radio is proud to be a part of the Hear Us Talk Radio Network.
Keith, Best in Show is proud to be a part of the Hear Us Talk Network.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hey, you're listening to Building Blocks. I'm your host, Fred from Brooklyn, and I renovate fireplaces and chimneys. Tonight's show is dedicated to you do-it-yourselfers who need a little advice from a professional stoneworker. And since none of the Mexicans that do all my work for me are here, I'll be the one fielding the questions. First off, I'd like to say hello to about 352 people you never heard of that use a chat service or message board that you have no intention of using. Hello, and thank you for your support. Everything you type is hilarious and incredibly amazing. Here's our first caller, Frank from New Jersey. You're on Building Blocks. What's your situation?
Hey, Fred, what is the best type of stone to use?
Well, it all depends on what type of chimney you're building.
I have a two-story house, and my wife was telling me that she'd like
a... Your cunt sounds more like it. You're letting some cunt wave the cock all around that fucking household, and it's deplorable.
Excuse me?
You're a faggot, and your wife is a cunt. Your wife is a woman. I mean, enough said. I can't even come up with a better insult for that kind of cunt.
Look, buddy, I just wanted to know what type of stone to use.
How the fuck would I know? I don't do none of the work. Forget this fucking guy and his worthless fucking cunt wife with her awful vagina. I mean, how gross is a vagina anyway? It's all sliced open and dripping. It's terrible. Ryan from Miami, you're on with Fred from Brooklyn.
Hey, Fred, I'm just calling because my husband wanted to...
A girl named Ryan.
Jimmy. I'm just not quite sure if I'm liking
Ryan,
look.
More like Rye Cunt. Next caller.
Hey, Fred, I have a nice fireplace. I'm just not sure that I'm using the right type of wood. What kind of wood burns best?
I'd say spruce. Why you ask? What type of wood? What does it matter? We gonna bring some fucking woman in front of that fucking fireplace and get it all cunted up with the juices?
Talking about.
Shut your fucking cunt loving face up. You're in love with fucking vaginas and it sickens me. Nothing worse than a slippery vagina.
I don't understand. Why do you keep expressing hate for women on this podcast?
Why, you a fucking faggot? Go stick your fucking cock in a pussy, homo. Jesus Christ.
Now we're running out of time.
What, how much time we got? What, are we out of time already?
Nah, you only got like 30 seconds left.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We didn't even get to read any of the AP articles I tore out of the paper I found on the floor of the bus. Eh, whatever. I guess next time we'll have to go through all those, as well as any new stories that I come up with in 3 months' time, and any of the bits that I recorded using my answering machine on the next edition of Building Blocks. I'm Fred, and I'm from Brooklyn.
Welcome to the DJ New Style Show, bitches.
Welcome to the show, cunts.
Oh, it's the DJ New Style Show.
Well, liking that, man. You get a good reaction from that.
Well, yeah. I guess they are. It's the DJ... I don't need to identify, right, Frank? It's okay. It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. I've already said it, and I'm going to continue saying it, Frank. I want to hear you say it once.
It's the place to
never be. Never mind that now. Yeah, it was the my rendition of a Fred from Brooklyn podcast. That's that. That's all it is. I heard something, and I decided to provide something. But that is that's not as important as what I wanted to get to. I wanted to get back to, actually. The fact, not only that you murdered an innocent animal, basically. You murdered an innocent animal, but you didn't have a regard for other people's stuff, right, Frank?
Who does as a kid?
Who does? No one does. Absolutely nobody. I mean, I tried to think of it. I mean, I ended up throwing pine cones at dogs and shit. It's absolutely, you know, you just don't care. You'll throw eggs at people's houses. You'll just put shit in people's mailboxes because it amuses you at the time. No one gives a fuck. Absolutely nobody cares.
Did you go out on mischief night as a kid?
Oh, all the time. And I would feel like I was a fucking Rambo in my stupid little suburban neighborhood. I would like hide against trees, go out even if it's fucking raining. I would mix up concoctions with just chemicals and leftovers that so I could create an indelible paste that I could smear on windshields and stairs and doorknobs and it wasn't good but it was fun. It was really fun to destroy other people's stuff. I mean, like you've heard the trick of like putting like a slice of bologna on a hot car.
I'm not aware of that.
I'm amazed. But you would put a slice of bologna on a car, and eventually the paint would peel off because for some reason it adheres itself or it discolors the paint or something. So I just threw one on somebody's car. It wasn't a hot car, but it was a car that was, they had just sitting in their fucking driveway that they never worked on. And I'm a kid, you know, I don't care, but I noticed that the slice of bologna is still there a couple days later. Eventually it's gone. I see a big circle of just really, really discolored, like almost primer-looking paint. Just vandals. Absolute vandals. I mean, you never did anything like that besides killing somebody's dog that they loved and making a big fucking show of it?
One time I poured some chicken grease all over somebody's car, mischief night, and I felt terrible about it. And later that night, I cleaned the whole thing off.
Wait, you actually did something and then you went and cleaned it off?
Well, I really didn't clean it off, but I was thinking about cleaning it off.
So you went out twice?
Yes.
Ugh. Why? I mean, did you have guilt?
I felt awful. I felt awful that I did that.
Now, why did you do it in the first place? I mean, is this something that you had peer pressure that you got into?
No, not at all. I had nothing. I ran out of shaving cream and I ran out of soap. So I went to the refrigerator, and my mother, all she had was some chicken fat. And I took it out and I scooped it onto the car and rubbed it all in.
Nickelbag, longtime listener of the show, is checking and said, what kind of homo goes back to the scene of the crime? Why would you go back? You're just going to get fucking caught.
I guess that was my downfall.
Are you familiar with... Now, this is a little bit dicey, so I'm going to use the correct terminology. Okay, Frank? Are you familiar with blank knocking? I know we don't like to use that term on Heroes Talk, but just fill in the word blank and then knocking, where you would knock on a door and run away as soon as a person of a certain race answered.
You know what? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Have you ever heard of it?
I don't know what you're... No, I've never even heard of that, and okay. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I understand you have never heard of it, but I had a friend who introduced me to this, and he wanted to show me what it was all about. Even though I understood, you know, just by the description of how you do it. But he didn't seem to get it. He would run up to this house, which was the only family of that background, race. He went up to a sliding glass door, knocked on it, saw the people come there, and he just waved at them, said, "Hi, ends," and then ran away. The idea is that they don't see you. They answer the door. And that is the gag. It really is stupid. Kids are amused by the worst things ever. You're supposed to knock on a door that they can't see you through. He goes up to a sliding glass door. My friend wasn't bright, but you'll be pleased to know that he is in our military fighting in Iraq right now. So he's got our country's best interests at heart. What other things did you do? I mean, you were bitten by a dog. I mean, I've never been bitten by an animal. I've never been bitten by a dog, like, more than, like, a friend or my girlfriend's dog, you know, playfully biting my arm or something like that. Never. But I've been chased by dogs. Have you ever been chased by a dog?
I've been bit by a dog.
Apart from dogs that you've killed, have you ever been chased by a dog? An actual mean one, and not one that you've terrorized over the course of a summer.
No.
Never. I used to, as I said, ride my bike a lot, and we have a certain area in my town where there's a park and a reflective pond. Not very deep, just for the reflection. Maybe 2.5 feet, 2 feet deep. Well, this point, in this part of the town is very white trashy. And on my one particular bike ride, there were redneck kids not wearing shirts or shoes in a raft, in like a fucking white water raft, in the middle of this reflective pool with their fucking Rottweiler just running around going fucking crazy. So I just come into view, I turn my head and see them, and all I hear is, "Get him, Scooter!" Fucking dog's name's Scooter, and they sick him on me just at him seeing me. So I start pedaling and pedaling. I go up to the highest fucking gear. The dog's at my heel. I'm looking down. Eventually, I get to a busier road, and I'm on the side of the road. I'm trying to time it so that I can go across the street, and maybe this dog gets fucking picked off by a car. I mean, am I horrible? Sure, I don't want to get mauled while I'm on a fucking mountain bike by some redneck kid's dog. But I don't know, Frank. I don't know. Do you ever have run-ins with white trash people and their dogs?
No, I haven't.
Never?
No.
To me, summer vacation's about being outside. You have to be outside. You have to take advantage of the weather. I'm guessing...
Well, is that your favorite season, the summer?
Yeah. I mean, I figure I was born in the summer. I really enjoy being outside. I enjoy the summertime activities. I best identify with summer. I mean...
Oh.
What about you? What's the season that you best identify with, you connect with?
I like the winter because it gets dark at like 4:30. And you have an excuse to hibernate.
Why are you dark and gray all the time? Dark, cold, depressing, dangerous, and gray. Never like happy, cheerful, warm, friendly. Never. It's just fucking snow, nighttime, freezing temperatures. That's what gets you. I'm guessing my assessment of it is that people have to wear more clothes so there's less skin revealed. So that there's less likelihood that you're going to get some kind of germ transfer by bumping into somebody.
Well, everything in the winter, you know, like everything's killed off, I guess. Everything's dead. All the germs are killed in the winter. It's good times.
So all the germs are killed in the winter.
Yeah.
Every germ. You don't think there's germs that can survive a fucking blizzard?
Listen, you know, you can. I'm just saying, it's just a nice.
Do you ever eat the snow?
Yep. Isn't it? Yes, of course I've eaten snow.
But really?
You know what I used to do when I was a kid? Did you ever hear of the little Snoopy snow cone machine?
Yes.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
Okay. When I was a kid, there was a commercial for a little Snoopy snow cone machine. And it was the most pathetic looking snow cone I ever saw because they're making it on the commercial and it's just like a little bit of ice and a little bit of squirt of the juice. And it was horrible. It was the most pathetic snow cone in the world.
Did you always want just another extra squirt of that juice?
Exactly. So I made my own snow cones with snow. I would get some snow, and I would pour my juice on it and have my own snow cone, and it would be a lot bigger.
You put your own juice on it?
Yes, so, I would put my own juice on it.
This is obviously after you've gone through your mustache phase after puberty. And after you've discovered yourself, you've been putting your own juice on it. I can't believe you eat your own jizz on snow. Like, what's the appeal?
No, I said my own juice. I put my own juice on it.
Oh, you mean like the syrups that they provide?
Exactly.
The things like that, where they provide you the chemicals, the mixes, the juices, the syrups. Like, you always run out of it, and then you can never get it again.
And know what else I used to do? I used to dare kids for money. I used to like take yellow food. Just the guys on the street. I used to take yellow food coloring and squirt on some snow and say to kids, listen, how much are you give me if I eat this yellow snow?
Was this,
and I used to eat the yellow snow, but it was just really just food coloring.
Was this before or after you killed their dog? Why won't you leave this family alone?
No,
you've already murdered their dog. Now you're forcing them to eat yellow snow. Like, where does it end, Frank?
This was just other people in general.
Oh, so it's not just isolated to one family. You hate the world. Really? But you connect with winter. Is it like? Is there any happy memory you have of winter? Is it just because people are covered up, it's less likely you're going to get infected with germs, although you get sick more often in winter. I don't think you took that into account.
Well, let me tell you something. You really don't get sick. I don't believe that's the case. You get sick from hand-to-mouth contact. So you get that's what – anyway.
Hand-to-mouth contact?
Yes.
So somebody's hand touches your mouth. That's,
yes.
No. What's the
if
worst –
If you take your hand and put it in your mouth.
Let me ask you something. Someone takes their hand, their bare hand, and touches you somewhere. Where would be the worst place?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Probably on my back.
On your back?
Yes. Now you're saying my bare skin? If it's my bare skin?
Yes. Your back?
My back, because it's the hardest to wash off. The hardest part is to wash off. Do you know I've had the same back scrubbing brush for 15 years?
Oh,
are you aware of that?
I'm aware of that, but it's time to get maybe just a little bit crazy, I hope. If the phone's working.
phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? This is the ultimate test of the phones.
It's Crazed.
Hi, Crazed. How are you?
Good. And I just wanted to call, and I just wanted to know, does Germ Freak actually eat yellow snow?
I think if you heard the actual thing, he eventually would eat the fake yellow snow. He dyed it yellow. It's not from piss, though.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
We're getting messages.
I was trying to be funny, but never mind.
Frank, go ahead.
I can't. Crazed. What's going on, man?
Not much, man.
Good.
Been chilling, listening to the show, and whatever. But I guess I called a little too late, and I fucked up a bit. Whatever.
Crazed.
No,
it's
good.
Don't worry about it. Honestly,
dude, don't be so hard on yourself.
I just fucking clicked yes on a call. And dumb fucking Skype didn't pick it up. Crazed, I'm irritated right now. I gotta let you go.
Alright, bye.
Yeah, we'll see you later, Crazed. Yeah, he did eat yellow snow, but it was fake because Frank is a pussy. He wouldn't do anything like that. Were you ever dared to drink someone else's yellow snow that they provided to you?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, not so big when it's not your own supply.
You're a pissing snow?
All the time. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hi, Barb.
Hey, Barb, what's going on?
I noticed that you opened up the show with a Seinfeld impression, Frank.
Oh, you mean, hold on, let me try to do this. Banco.
Banco.
Frank, there's an impression that you're not giving Kramer credit for. What?
Excuse me?
What is this?
Well, DJ Newstyle was watching Seinfeld a couple days ago, and it was the episode where Kramer wanted Jerry to bring back Cubans, and it wasn't cigars, but real people. And in it, Kramer did a sound effect that Frank there it is.
Oh my God, you son of a bitch!
That's mine.
No, it's not yours. Barb just called you out, exposed you as the fraud you are. You have been copywriting phrases since the day you've been on this fucking show, getting all pissy when someone doesn't give you fucking credit for I apologize, and you've just been fucking stealing Kramer's lines? I'm waiting for a giddy up now, you fuck.
Have we not thought that was totally Frank's idea and that it was coming from Frank?
Frank is a fraud. Or should I call you Cosmo?
Germ fraud.
Cosmo freak. Germ fraud. Very good. So you discovered this recently?
Yes, just a few days ago.
Oh, my
God. And I did try to call him out on it, and he pretended like he had no idea what I was talking about.
I'm not going to be privy to this information here.
What do you mean you're not going to be privy to it?
It's easy to watch the show, Frank. Everyone can go watch the show and see how much of a fucking thief you are.
Yeah, apparently, apparently, if there's anything Frank does, he watches that show. He fucking watches it with a goddamn notepad, doing impressions, trying to steal material. You're a fucking Seinfeld thief. Germ thief. Germ fraud, germ thief. Oh, God. So, Barb, what's going on with you right now?
Nothing. We're in the Poconos. We have shitty internet, but...
Well, I'm glad that you called in, especially that you're exposing germ fraud for the thief he is. I noticed I'm getting a little bit of feedback from your thing. I don't know if it's that you have the Pal Talk thing on or if it's just my shitty phone. Did we lose you, Barb?
Wait, what? Hello?
Oh,
that's better.
That is actually a little better. Oh, actually, no, it's not. Well, the point has been made, Barb, and we're going to be on the lookout. I want everybody to keep an eye out for any copyrighted action phrase, gesture, or anything that Germ Freak does that you notice on Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm or any other TV show that Frank has claimed to love. Happy Days might be another one. So, Barb, keep your eyes to the TV and let us know, because there's more. There's got to be.
There has to be. He's a fake, and it will be my life mission.
Thief!
You're a fucking thief!
Well, Keep your eyes out, and thank you very much, Barb. And where's Tidbit? I want to say 88 to Tidbit.
What's up?
Tidbit 88, how are you? How do you feel? How do you feel about Frank stealing everything he does?
I can't stand it anymore. I mean, things, and now when he does the Kramer impression, it sounds like Kramer now. It doesn't sound like Jerk Creek anymore.
It ruins it.
Big go.
Tidbit, what the hell do I know about cooking a shirt?
Tidbit, I'm going to give you the last word on this Kramer thing, and go.
Kramer.
Copyright Kramer, 1997. Thank you very much, Barb and Tidbit 88. Thank you very much. See ya. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I clipped him off. There was a little bit of feedback going on, Frank, but you know what? It's upsetting.
It's the spirit
to me.
That matters. You know what I'm
the
saying?
Spirit, the spirit. Should I just come on and start talking about flying on the airlines and going on the fucking about airport security and verbatim George Carlin bits? Should I do that because I happen to be a fan? Should I just fucking steal material? Should I quote Opie and Anthony and should I play fucking clips from their show? Should I do all that stuff? Should I become what I'm a fan of? Why are you becoming something that you're a fan of? You should be you, Frank. I thought you were you until Cosmo reared his head from 1997.
You know damn well I've developed a lot of copyrighted, a lot of phrases and things of that nature, so I don't want to even hear
it. Sure, but what have you copyrighted lately? Have you come up with anything new? I don't think you have. I think you've been resting on your I apologize laurels. And maybe you're excuse me? Maybe that's somewhat new, but I don't even think that is. I mean, you kill a dog, you steal from Kramer, you're just not a good person. You're not a good person.
Oh, I guess you left. Anyway.
That's not new. Anyway, what were you going to continue with? Go ahead. Please, go ahead.
I didn't have much. I was just going to describe the things that I've copyrighted, but unfortunately, nobody cares.
No, I want to hear some of the things you copyrighted.
Okay.
Quick
I copyright
down.
Thank you.
Again with the thank you. Again.
I copyright listen. Listen! I see. Please answer the question. No holding back. She enticed me. I apologize. Oh, I guess you left. Oh, go fuck off. This is that kind of thing. He closes the... Oh, snap!
Irish Curse checks in and he says, I bet the dog petition story was somebody else's. You probably read that in fucking... in somebody else's memoirs.
No.
Yeah.
I wish I remember that friggin' dog's... Oh, Lady. Her name was Lady.
You killed you Lady? You killed Lady?
I never understood why people name their dogs Lady. You ever... Because it's a pretty common name
sit
for dogs.
Sit Pretty, Lady. Sit Pretty. Oh, I fucking hate when people tell dogs to sit pretty. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show. Who's this?
Yo, you already know who it is, nigga. Blackie the Black. The Black is Black. You already Black, nigga.
What's popping off? Mike Nice, Full Effect, DJ News Style Show.
Yeah, y'all do this radio show like every week?
Yeah, we actually have been, Mike. It's not every 3 months like you think it is.
Oh, real talk. All right, let me put this in my motherfucking in my new digital shit. I think it would just make a reminder to myself.
Okay, well, what do you got for us today? What's new?
Nigga, what's the topic, nigga?
What's popping? You're supposed to tell us what's popping. I don't know what's popping. I don't have the pigment, sir.
Yeah, I'm telling you something right now. Yo, matter of fact, yo, I need you to do me a favor, son. I need you to go stand in line at the Apple Store and give me 5 3G iPhones, son. That shit is something like crap.
That's old news.
No, nigga.
It's over.
These new niggas in Russia, son, I'm getting $1,200 a phone, nigga.
You're getting $1,200 a phone for the Russians?
$1,200. Nigga, I just sent 20 to Russia yesterday, nigga. Do the math.
So that's why Alex Webbs hasn't been on Pal Talk. He had to sell his computer to buy a phone from you.
Them niggas is paying crack prices, yo. One dude was like, yeah, I turned around and sold for $1,500 on the street. I was like, all right, everybody got to get their little markup, though. But, like, you do the math, nigga, 1,200 times 20, nigga.
But what's hot in the American streets? I don't give a fuck about Siberia.
Ain't no fucking Miracle Whip on my goddamn sandwich, you dumb bitch. Make it right, hello?
Miracle Whip?
Bitch trying to give me a ham and cheese sandwich and Miracle Whip on it. Bitch, I eat Hellman's, you dumb bitch. No, sorry about that shit, son.
So you're calling in from what? A deli or your mom's house? Where are you calling from?
No, I'm at my jump-off house. This white breezy. This new white breezy I had at McDonald's parking lot.
Do you? Do, I don't know, because I don't know a whole lot since I'm a white person, and black people are leery to become my friend. Do black people, do they love mayo? I mean, is that something that's typical, or are they scared of it?
I fucked with mayo, but not that stupid fucking Miracle Whip, bitch!
What's the difference?
Give me that shit again.
What's the difference between Miracle Whip and mayo? And Frank, why are you so quiet?
One is made with real oil, son. One is just some real... I don't fuck... That shit is like, what's the difference between a Chinese leather wallet and some shit you go get up in Louis Vuitton, nigga?
Louis...
Same shit.
Louis Vuitton?
Yeah, Louis Vuitton, nigga. You know the fuck I'm talking about.
So, Mike Nice, why don't you say hello to Germ Freak? He's pretty silent right now. I don't know why.
Who, Frank?
Yeah.
Oh, what up?
Hey, what's up there, Mike?
Frank, why are you so silent whenever he calls in?
Because you don't understand what the fuck I'm saying.
Well, the problem is I sometimes it's hard for me to follow, so I have to listen very intently when he talks.
Can you teach
him? Can you get him a white translator, please? Can you just get
actually,
like a third person on the line?
I was kind of hoping... I was kind of hoping we could do the reverse, Mike Nice. Could you give him a phrase that he could use in the ghetto to maybe complete some kind of transaction of services? Like, you know how when the first thing you learn when you go to Europe maybe would be like, here's my passport, or where, which way to gate A, or something very trivial that he could use. Could you give him a phrase?
How much you paying? This is biz, nigga. The game is to be sold, not to be told.
Frank, can you say that? The game is to be sold, not to be told.
The game is to be sold, not to be told.
Now, do you know what that means?
I have no idea.
Explain that.
It means ain't shit for free, nigga. You want something, it's going to cost. You know what I'm saying? I paid the cost to be the boss already. Ain't that a Snoop Dogg album title?
I think it is. The S to the N-O-O-P-D-O-G-G-Y-D-O-G.
Look, you already Nizzo, son, to the Dizzle for Shizzle.
Now, Frank, now is the Izzle shit over with?
What does that mean, Shizzle Manizzle? What is a Shizzle?
A shizzle means for sure, my nigga.
Shizzle means for sure, okay.
Now, Frank, what they do is they insert izzle into words that they're too drunk to say. That's how that works. Could you give them another phrase?
What? Now, hold on. I'm about to black this bitch eye. So now she's going to give me fucking Velvet out. Yo, son, I got to take care of this bitch. Let me call you right back.
Wait, what are you doing? Wait, what's going on?
This bitch is making me a fucking ham and cheese sandwich and using Velveeta cheese, nigga.
What's wrong with Velveeta cheese? Delicious.
Nigga, I'm in a foreign environment right now. I'm in the upper crust of society. I'm somewhere in fucking Upper Saddle River, nigga. Let me handle my business and make sure ain't nobody over here fucking know what I'm doing, yo.
Well, do you have any last, any shouts or anything you'd like to leave us with?
Yeah, where Barb at? Tell that bitch Barb to call my cell phone. She got the numbers.
Oh, well, I see. Okay.
Huh?
Okay. She was just on. I mean, but I'm sure I'm sure she's heard it. Barb just called in from the Poconos.
The Poconos?
Yeah, Barb and Tidbit. Oh,
that's some extra white people shit out there. I don't fuck with that shit. Nigga.
They only have Miracle Whip and Velveeta over there.
Nah, so they got all type of KKK running around that motherfucker.
Now, have you ever had a run-in with the KKK?
Who?
You.
Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
Well, I mean, well, you travel. You're well traveled. I thought you would maybe come into contact with one of these people.
Nigga, you must be fucking crazy. Okay, nigga, I know where the fuck not to travel, nigga. See, I travel and I don't fucking travel nowhere where they be at, nigga.
What are the top five least travel places by black people?
top five?
Yeah, top five or top whatever you can come up with right now, because I have nothing.
Okay, Davenport, Iowa. Butte, Montana. Helena, Montana. And Boulder, Colorado. Yeah, them places, nigga. I don't fuck with Helena.
You don't know Coors? Black people don't like Coors? You gotta go to
Coors what?
Coors Light, Coors Extra Gold.
That's the champagne of beers, nigga. The banquet beer, nigga.
Excuse me, the champagne of beers, Miller High Life.
Oh, same shit, nigga.
Don't get shit twisted, motherfucker.
Nigga, what you know? I drink Thunderbird, nigga. Red Bull, OD, 800, what, nigga?
Frank, have you ever had a 40 ounce?
I don't even know what that means.
You never had a
40? He doesn't even know what it means.
There must be two sides, nigga. There must be two sides.
Explain it.
Explain what?
Explain what a 40 ounce is to him, please.
This nigga knows exactly what the fuck a 40 ounce is. I'm not explaining no rudimentary hood shit like that, son.
Why do they pick? Why is it 40 ounces? Why is that the number? Why not, you know, 50 ounces or you know, why is it? What does 40 mean? Is that 2 liters?
I want you to ask the white people who bottle and sell that shit in the only black neighborhoods trying to kill every black person in America. Why are you asking me no dumb fucking question?
Okay, we're not trying to kill every black person in America just because you can't. Just because they can't stay on the shelves in certain parts.
Again, I'm going to repeat this shit again, nigga. High fructose corn syrup, a.k.a. the white man's poison. Y'all already know, now you know.
Well, you know, now they're calling it crystalline fructose. That's something that's derived from corn syrup that's almost as bad. And that's
that,
and you know what that's in? You know what that's in? That's in your boy 50 Cent's vitamin water. Oh, what's up now? That's the black man's poison.
First of all, you fucking stupid as hell, because I don't even drink vitamin water no more. I drink the Costco brand Vita-Rain, nigga. What you know about Vita-Rain?
Vita-Rain?
Vita-Rain is the shit, nigga. What's Costco, $6.
Wait, what's
you get 25 for $6, nigga.
Mike Nice, what's the Vita-Rain equivalent for the Formula 50? What's the name of it? Do you know?
They got this blueberry pomegranate shit. That's popping off. Shout out to Chinese apples, nigga.
I only like the grape Gatorades and vitamin waters. I only like grape or orange.
Nah, they got that new shit, the frost shit. I know what you're saying. The grape should be popping. And no less fucking Gatorade fucking up the formula when they got that Tiger Woods Gatorade. Fucking white man's Gatorade. That shit tastes nasty as fuck.
Tiger,
they got a black man on the label.
Tiger Woods Gatorade?
Yeah, it's called Tiger, nigga. It's called T-Y-G-R or some shit. Yeah, they got Tiger Woods branded Gatorade. Nigga, where the fuck you been at?
He captured one of the prime examples of white breezies. I think you should celebrate him as a black man.
Celebrate what?
Tiger Woods.
Man, he married to some Nordic bitch. You think I'm ever going to put my Willis Moskina in some Nordic bitch?
Well, who is the flagship black man? Like, who is the black man that black people look up to right now? It used to be Billy D.
Simpson, nigga!
Oh, geez. Come on, that's like 97. He's not doing anything now.
Yeah, OJ, my nigga, I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Okay, what about someone, like, from more recent times?
Charles Barkley?
Sir Charles, he hasn't fucking done shit in except the cell phone commercial where he's
slapping white people in their fucking face and not paying his gambling debt. He told them casino motherfuckers, man, fuck you, white crackers.
I didn't hear this. What happened?
That nigga owed some white people in Las Vegas like $500,000. He said, fuck you, crackers, and didn't pay that shit. And then they tried to come and shoo him into the sheriff's ass after his ass. Then the nigga bitched up real quick and paid him their fucking money. That would have been like, fuck you, cracker ass crackers.
And you would have been in jail right now.
Whoa.
You wouldn't even. You'd have to sneak your Vita-Rain in.
Yo, Vita-Rain go for mad money in the fucking jails. They can't have that shit. They want to get like fucking. They can only have water and like, Pizza Hut personal pan pizzas, yo.
Like Tang, they get Tang Pizza Hut personal pan pizzas in jail.
You ain't heard that shit? Yeah, that shit in North. Was that shit right by North Airport? Yeah, you could fuck up. If you put money in your books, you can get Pizza Hut personal pan pizzas, nigga, for like $8.
We used to get in lunch, in high school lunch, we would be able to get the Pizza Hut breadsticks. It was at the stage where people would no longer buy lunch. They would use their money to fucking buy breadsticks. People were living on fucking Pizza Hut breadsticks. Now you're telling me that they can do the same thing in prison?
I swear, for Jesus, nigga, if you were fucking inmate, what is that? Railway State Prison, whatever that shit is right there by 78, right by the airport, yeah. You got money in your books, you could order personal pan pizzas and
I'm going to go get arrested. I mean, are they free?
Nigga, I told you better have money in your fucking books. Nigga, what's wrong with you?
Frank, do you have any questions? I mean, obviously you're a curious man.
I'm exhausted right now.
Exhausted?
That's exhaustion, son!
You know, I like listening to him, but I get very exhausted when I listen. But he's very well thought out, and I appreciate that.
Can you give him another phrase that would help him if he ever finds himself in the hood?
Yeah, which way to the fucking parkway?
Which way to the parkway?
Exactly, because you obviously got off at the wrong fucking exit. Matter of fact, yo, Frank, don't get off anywhere between exits 138 and like 147. Just drive north to south in between all them shits.
Well,
if you're not north of Patterson or south of Edison, you done fucked up.
That's a big span of the state.
No, it's not. Now, there's only two counties. It's Edison and Middlesex. What the fuck are you talking about?
And 138 and up is okay. That's like Cranford's.
But you do
bad.
Travel to these dicey areas, Frank. And you use the establishments. You go in there, you enjoy the restaurants and the local culture.
I've been known to frequent Kennedy Fried Chicken.
Kennedy and also Applebee's, where you can eat good in the hood.
Even I don't eat at Applebee's, and that's saying a lot.
They have riblets, though. I thought... I thought you'd love it.
Nigga, if I wanted to eat some fake pork, nigga, I go to a Muslim restaurant. Fuck wrong with you? Fake pork.
Oh,
if I'm going to eat pork, nigga, I'm going to eat me some real fucking pork.
What kind of pork?
The shit they got at Amina's. Oh, son, you ain't heard of that? They got halal Chinese food.
Are there any vegetarian black guys? I mean, like...
Forrest Whitaker.
Is he really?
Yeah, he just... Nigga, you see the Peter commercial he did with his...
You see what happens? You go vegetarian, your eye gets half-cocked. It's fucked up.
Yeah, well, the nigga do look like Biggie Smalls.
He does. It was all a dream.
Word Up magazine.
Mm-hmm. Salt and Pepper, Heavy D. You know where they were. Where were they, Mike Nice?
Up in the limousine.
Germfree has no idea what we're talking about. This is
good. Hello?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's poppin', Frank?
Hey, what's up there, Mike?
Yeah, I heard you were stealing shit from Seinfeld, dog. That's lowball,
oh!
Yo. Like, come on, dog. You stealing shit from Cosmo Kramer, dog? You can't be original? Like, come on. Like, that's just bottom of the barrel type shit.
When it comes to Seinfeld characters, who is the favorite of the street?
The who?
The street. And you know what I talk about when I say the streets.
The streets don't know shit about Seinfeld, nigga.
I mean the blacks.
Oh, you mean the Obamas?
Mm. Yes.
You mean the inexperienced ones?
Yes. Who?
Yeah.
Putty?
We don't fuck...
You guys fuck with Putty. He loves Arby's, just like you.
Arby's? Nigga, ain't Arby's.
All eyes point to the eight ball.
Well, I don't know. Mike Nice, do you have anything else you'd like to inform us of? Because Frank, obviously, he's just completely bewildered right now.
Yeah, I'm about to get off this phone. I'm going to say a big fuck you to Bennigan's. How the fuck Bennigan's going to fucking close, yo? That's a real nigga restaurant.
Wait, Bennigan's?
Only real niggas eating Bennigan's, yo.
They're gone now?
Yeah, nigga, Bennigan's closed today. Read the fucking news, nigga.
Oh, no more Monte Cristos from Bennigan's.
Yo, Bennigan's was fucking nasty discussion. Yo, even black people wouldn't work at Bennigan's, and that's saying a lot, nigga.
Mike Nice, real quick, Obama, what is your final word in relation to Obama?
What you mean, final word? I mean...
I'm saying I'm going to hang up on your motherfucking ass. I want you to talk about
nigga,
Obama.
I'm about to go watch Harold and Kumar, nigga. Fuck you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike Nice. Apparently, Harold and Kumar is huge. Huge in the streets. We need to take a quick break here. This is the DJ New Style Show. I've got to piss. I really do. Excuse my language, ladies and gents. Excuse it. We'll be right back. Oops. My bad. It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
Sit back, relax, and partake in another Jack Session.
Hey, this is Jack Francone, and you're checking out Jack Sessions, the first and, well, only podcast show dedicated to masturbation techniques. Thanks for coming with us. Listen, I'll be here to take your calls, but first I want to let all you out there know about a new thing I came up with over the weekend there. Yeah, I call it the no-stitch switch. Listen, for all you no-lubers out there, this one's a godsend, let me tell you. I was checking out the tube, looking to do some, you know, show prep, and up comes this broad on a senior citizen life insurance commercial. I'd been stroking all fucking day, and about 3 minutes into this fucking feverish jack session, I found that one of my scabs has opened up. Not about to be defeated, I invented the no-stitch switch by readjusting my grip so as not to place incredible amounts of friction on a potential cock fissure. Needless to say, I came before that old broad finished reading the 800 number. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. You're on with Jack Sessions. I'm Jack Francone. How are you tonight?
Dad, it's Jimmy. Where are the crayons? I need the crayons for the dragon you said. I was too stupid to be able to draw for my homework for tomorrow for my teacher who thinks you're a drunk.
I told you never to disturb me when I'm doing the show.
What's a Jack Session?
Never mind. Hang up and go to bed. God damn it, Jimmy, go to bed! Go to fuck the bed! What the fuck is that? What the fuck? Oh, Jesus Christ.
The the DJ New Style Show.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listening to the DJ New Style Show. You know what I mean?
Ah, good to be back. Nice little piss break on the DJ New Style Show. HearUsTalk.com, DJNewStyleShow.com, 316-768-4472. Fade that out so nicely. So nicely, so nicely.
Did you have a good piss?
Did you?
Do you ever get a chill when you piss?
I never get a chill when I piss. I'm not able to chill because I very infrequently take long pisses. And I don't, you know what, I'm done with saying take a piss, because I don't take anything. I give piss. I deliver it to the toilet. I don't take it. I'm not going to bring it back with me in this wonderful red mug with fucking hot air balloons and gay Eiffel Tower things drawn on it. Oversized mug, Frank. Hot tea. What are you, sleepy? You should have some caffeine. Why didn't you drink your coffee?
I had a quad latte today, actually.
Oh, what is that? Your new thing?
It's not my new thing. I just had a quad latte.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
Just, you know, just trying some new things. You know, trying some new things. Oh God, I didn't mean to be sexy, ladies. I am taken. I apologize. I apologize. Copyright Cosmo Kramer 2001. I don't know. Fuck it. Frank, do you have any special procedures when you're at a stoplight and the next person that pulls up starts beeping their horn at you, and then they do the little roll down the window thing? I have something to ask you. I have something to ask you. Does that ever happen to you? Do you have a special set of rules for that?
Like if somebody wants directions or something, sometimes I don't feel like being bothered, so I pretend like I don't hear them. I'll just look straight ahead, even though I know that they're
just deadpan.
Yeah, I just look straight ahead because I don't want to be bothered. But a lot of I have a listen. Let me tell you something. I've coined something else as well. I've coined a technique what I like to call the germ freak technique.
the germ freak technique.
Have you ever been in a two lane road?
Wait, before you start, what episode of Seinfeld can we see this on? Continue.
Okay. Sometimes you have a two lane roadway that stops at a light. The right lane goes straight. And the left lane, you have to make a left, okay?
Or, okay, you know, there's two lanes. You go straight on the right lane, and the left lane is a turning lane to only go left.
Right, and the right lane, you can either go straight or make a right.
And that lane's always empty. Well,
the left lane is usually the empty one.
Yeah, the left lane is nobody turns, really. I mean, right. Occasionally, but the busier line, obviously, is straight or right.
And a lot of times you'll see people be smartasses and get in the left lane
and zoom by you and cut you off.
Right, and try to worm their way into the straight lane.
If that is your technique, I'm going to stab you.
No. May I finish?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I want to set the scenario.
Please do.
The left lane has very little traffic. The right lane has a lot of traffic. A lot of times somebody will go in the left lane, and just as they're about to cross the light, they'll cut over real quick. Okay, this is what I do. I get in the left lane where there's no traffic, and I roll my window. I put the window down, and I try to get the attention of the person on the right of me, and I say, "Oh, excuse me, can you tell me how to get to, so and so?" And what they'll say is, "You have to go straight ahead." And I'll say, "Is it okay if I cut in front of you?" And they go, "Yeah." They're not going to say no.
It's fucking genius.
I can cut in front of them.
That is fucking genius. That will only fail if you try to address somebody like yourself who just stares straight ahead, ignore the beeping. Then what do you do? Now you have to turn left. You have to turn left. If that person doesn't acknowledge you, they're not going to let you through because they don't know what you want. So
also,
what do you do?
What I do also is on two lane highways, I purposely drive at the same speed as the guy to the right of me, so that the person in back of me cannot pass on either side.
Fucking box him in. That's really, really nice. Look, we have a call here. 316-768-4472. Oh, you're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Tidbit 88 again.
Tidbit 88. What's going on?
What's up? I just heard you talking about germ freak techniques. I just wanted to mention another technique he utilizes when he needs to shake someone's hand and doesn't have a clipboard handy.
Uh-oh. Oh boy. Because to set that up, when he's in a situation where he has to shake hands, he'll carry something so that his hands are occupied and somebody won't even bother. So what's the technique when he has available hands?
Jim, would you like to share that with us?
Well, what I do is if I don't have anything in my hand and somebody goes to shake my hand, I say, I'm sorry, I have poison ivy. And this will prevent me from shaking somebody's hand. Obviously, they're not going to shake my hand because of the poison ivy. So I just say I have poison ivy on my hand.
That's so gay. It's genius. It's genius, and it's fucking incredibly just gay to put this much thought and conniving into not wanting to touch somebody. By the way, Jersey girl, ha ha ha, homo, she says.
I don't know, what if the person asked them to let me, let me see the rush. Maybe I could get some cream for you.
I got some calamine up there. Is it bad? Let me see. What do you do then? See, all of your plans, I have an instant case that is very probable. With your germ freak technique, it just takes someone like yourself that you just described minutes before describing this whole procedure. Someone that won't acknowledge your beep and request for information. Then you're foiled. You either have to become that asshole that risks an accident, or you have to actually go left and loop around and go the long way. And in this case, someone's just curious about your ailment, maybe wants to help you.
What about
what do you do then? What do you do then?
His techniques only go to step one, and then he hasn't thought him out ever.
Exactly. If someone calls you out on it, it's like, hey, let me see. Is it bad? I have some stuff upstairs. What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, come on. That's not going to come.
It'll happen. Believe me.
What if it does happen?
I haven't crossed that bridge yet.
How many times have you used this poison ivy thing?
A few dozen.
And it worked every time?
It works every time.
Does anybody ever give you a dirty look?
They actually thank me. They thank me for not shaking their hand. They thank me.
You got it all worked out.
You're doing them a favor. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you.
Yes. They go,
but then are they watching to make sure you don't touch any of their shit, so then maybe it'll transfer that way?
Yeah, but you wouldn't touch any of their stuff anyway, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Unless you're eating over there, and you're touching their fork and knife, which you will do. You will eat at somebody's house, right?
Just not something they cooked.
Wait, now, how does that work?
Is
this something you know?
There, please.
Tidbit, is this something you know?
Yes.
Explain it, please.
On several occasions, Germ has I've had the pleasure of having Jerome come over, and not once will he eat anything that hasn't cooked. He will eat processed food from a restaurant, but there's one time in particular Barbara was cooking. He was sitting there, didn't mention a word, and then when the plates came out, he said, oh, I already ate.
I ate already.
But nothing was mentioned until the second the food was about to hit your plate.
Now, Frank, what if they...
I ate off your plates. I ate your Polish food, didn't I?
But no,
processed food.
It was something they bought.
But it was still off your plate, for Christ's sake.
That was something they bought. You don't want to eat something they make because you're
but
afraid.
But I utilized their utensils.
No, but the thing
that
is,
was a plastic fork.
The thing is, you have a reservation of, like, maybe some dandruff or some kind of, like, some filth falling off of them into the food they're cooking. Isn't that right? Admit
exactly.
that. Admit that. You think like, they're
what
dirty
was that?
People.
I had the strawberry soup. I had the pierogi.
That was made from a restaurant, so that's in your safety zone.
Frank, why won't you eat food that Barb and Alex prepare for you?
I wasn't hungry. Wow. I ate before I got there. I wasn't hungry. I'm not going to force feed myself something.
So, your new dinner was part of the occasion.
What if they did this?
You knew she was cooking.
What if they come in with a fucking styrofoam tray that looks like it's from a diner, but it's really something they cooked, and then they tell you? Would you feel betrayed?
Would you feel betrayed? I eat at restaurants, and restaurants are that food's made by people, and I, you know, so the story doesn't make sense.
They wear gloves at those restaurants.
All right.
Oh, shut up!
All right. Enough of that. Tidbit, thank you for revealing that. I'm going to keep an eye on it. I'm going to actually try and make food that I've prepared look like diner food.
Yeah, cook them something. See what happens.
We'll see. I'm not going to cook for him. I'm not gay. Jesus. Thank you very much, Tidbit. Frank, you're a mess. Your fucking germ freak technique just crumbles in one other thing. So that's what you do. That's your technique. You scoot ahead only after they let you. It's not like it's a fail-safe thing.
Correct. Yes, absolutely.
But you're relying on people to answer your beep, whereas you admit that you'll never respond
to a beep.
Let
me ask you a question. Are you one of those pricks who high-beam people?
I never high beam people. I will yell in my car. I'll call you every fucking name in the book in my car with the windows rolled up.
Is that the most – is high beaming people the most arrogant thing you could fucking – how arrogant is that when people do that shit?
Funk, 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 funk with the fucking lights. You know, I'm going at a reasonable clip on the highway. You know, move to a fucking different lane. I never go in the fast lane unless I'm not planning on going fast. I'm not an asshole. If I drive well and you fucking beam me, I'm gonna all of a sudden I'm gonna slow down. I'm gonna completely slow the fuck down just to inconvenience you and make your fucking little beams go really fucking quick now.
Well, this is what I don't understand. If I'm in the left lane and I'm going the speed limit, okay, then do I have to? Is it okay if somebody's tailgating me? That's their problem, isn't it?
Yeah, that's their problem. If you're in the left lane, no, you're being an asshole. You have to go stay to the right. You stay as right as you can and only use the left to pass. That's really what it is. Those lanes aren't for just
cruising.
But
if I'm going the speed limit, what difference does it make?
The problem is, Frank, that these lanes aren't for driving. They're for passing. You're supposed to stay as right as you can and use the left only to pass. Just because you're in the fucking left and there's no one on the road, it doesn't make you less of an asshole that you're going the speed limit.
Okay, listen to me.
Somebody wants to fucking get where they're going. They're going to go 80 in the fucking left lane, and now you're fucking it up completely.
Listen to me. There was a time where I listen to me. How do I put this straight? Because people are giving me...
You know what? Why don't you formulate it? Because we've got a caller here.
Phone is ringing. Oh my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a very confused and bewildered germ freak. Who's this?
Foundry Music Jeff.
Foundry Music Jeff. What's going on, buddy?
Now, is it okay to high beam people if they have their brights on and they're like blowing it right in your face?
Well, wait, how are you going to do that? if they're high beaming you from behind, like how the fuck is that going to happen?
Well, I mean, like, let's say they're coming the opposite way, and they have their brights on, like, some of the more expensive cars.
I see what you mean. They're coming, they're going the opposite way, and they haven't turned off their high beams, and now they're blinding you. Should you blind them back? What do you think about that, Frank?
Are you talking about the rearview mirror when you can press that little lever down?
No, we're talking about you're driving, and then someone's
actually both, like... I've had people like you know behind me, and they have their brights on, so to the point where like my entire car is lit up, or they're coming the opposite way, and you know those expensive cars have those xenon bulbs, and they're like super bright, like brighter than most, and I'll just give it right back to them full power, like just you know fuck you for doing this to me.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Jeff, are you a high beamer? Do you high beam people if you're in a left lane and they're going too slow? Do you high beam people?
Yes.
Oh,
to me, it's all about keeping people angry and upset and making them really just hate my guts by maybe not telling them the entire story or leaving information out.
There's a lane for the old and the scared who like to drive 30 miles an hour on the highway, and that's called the right lane. The left lane are for the young and the brave who want to go 70, 75 miles per hour and get to their destination in a reasonable amount of time. And if you're going to block my fucking lane and have a leisurely stroll, then I'm going to fucking high beam you.
The old and the scared. Keith seems, or Best in Show Chris, I'm sorry, seems to be a fan of that line. I am too. Jeff, I think it's, you know, it's something that you have to do. You have to retaliate on the road. But I do like to keep people pissed. I don't want to anger people by not telling the entire story. Do you know where I'm going with this? It was my birthday. I was given gifts. I didn't reveal everything last week. This is bigger than driving, Jeff and Germ. This is bigger than driving. Do you know where I'm going right now? I'm in that left lane we like to call ending a tease. I kind of had a bit of a cliffhanger last week, Frank and I, and actually you, Jeff, you were on as well, when Tilt called in, who is now in Beijing, China for the Olympics. He is a fan of the show. He wanted to do something for my birthday, so he promised a high-profile celebrity interview. He asked that we didn't say who they were. And I think that it's not going to happen. These interviews are not going to happen. I thought they weren't. I was holding out hope. But they're big names, wouldn't you say, Jeff?
I would say so.
Frank, big names?
Yes.
How excited were you, Frank?
Jeff was very excited.
Jeff was excited. You were excited, right?
I was out of my mind. I didn't think it was possible. It turns out I was right.
Yeah, it was right. Till came through for my birthday. He greened the Heroes Talk Pal Talk room. He greened the DJ New Style showroom. Now, for those of you who don't know, this is big money. This is like $5,000 per room. I don't think he paid it. I think he had an arrangement made. I'm not going to say. I don't know. But he came through with that. And he said he would if he couldn't get these interviews straight. Well, he didn't get them straight. And so far, we've only been telling the listeners that they were L and S. As Rob Giggs has up on the cam, L and S. I'd really like to maybe have a few of you call in and guess. Just maybe take a stab at who you think L and S are. Or maybe throw it into the feedback. L and S. And actually, Jeff, you've revealed to me that you had a potential guest.
Yes, G.
L, S, and G. G, not as big as L and S, I have to say. Big in my mind.
At one time, G was very big.
At one time, G was gigantic. Unexplainably so. But he was huge. But nowhere near L and S. The number to call is 316-768-4472. Nickelbag, no, it is not Lenny and Squiggy, though I would be excited. I don't think that anybody but Frank would be as excited as all of us are for L and S. Laverne and Shirley?
Ben?
No. Yes, Jeff.
The reason I called, I just wanted to go back to the high beams for one
quick
second. But
absolutely.
By the way, I just want to set it up that we're accepting calls for you to guess who L and S are.
And we'll reward nothing.
Yeah, you'll win absolutely nothing. Believe me, we can't get LNS, so you're not going to get a fucking prize. But while we wait, Jeff, what were you going to say?
When I was a kid, my dad took me out driving. One of the things he taught me were if you saw a cop and you drove past him, that you would high beam other people to warn
true.
That a cop was coming their way.
That's
and
true.
I know that's kind of like a dying art because a lot of kids nowadays that I speak to in the next generation have no idea about that and you know obviously think it's a great idea, but is that something that you do?
Definitely.
Yes,
I definitely do that. I like to do that, but sometimes I'm in a bad mood. I'm having a bad day. I'll just fucking flip somebody the high beams, make them go slow. But yeah, you know
I was going to say that to you, but I do that on purpose. I'm bored. I'll just flip the high beams on and just watch them. You know exactly.
And you know what you do as you pass them, you give them that little nod. You, not even a nod. You just angle your head down and raise an eyebrow. I'm looking out for you.
I get very angry when people drive by me and then I see a cop and they didn't warn me and I'm just like why didn't you let me know? Why didn't you give me the heads up? It's a fucking courtesy.
Listen. You ever go in a single lane, and you know how there's like a lane, two lanes going in the opposite direction, there's a dotted line, which means you can pass, even though you're actually going to be driving on the wrong side of the road that allows you to pass. Are you aware of these types of roads?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what I do is as somebody's trying to pass me, I speed up so that they cannot pass me.
Oh, my God. You're an asshole. By the way, coming in from Irish Curse... Irish Curse says Larry Flint, Sally Struthers, and Gary Coleman. All three are incorrect.
The last names begin with the letters.
Yes, all three are incorrect because we are referring to the last names. Last names are L, S, and G. Send me a private message on Pal Talk under the name DJ New Style. Or you can hit me up on the AIM, as they say in 1995, DJ New Style Radio. Or call the show, 316-768-4472. So you box people in, Frank. You just go fast. You don't want them to get ahead of you.
What nerve do they have to drive on the wrong side of the road and show off? So what I do is I speed up, so when they try to get back into the lane, they can't.
That's See? What that's for. They don't think you're going fast enough for them, so they want to pass you. It's
well,
perfectly
I'm
legal.
Going the speed limit, so too bad.
Sometimes the speed limit isn't okay. What if they have a dying relative in there? What if they have a fucking baby on the way? They're giving birth right now. The water's broken.
Now, let me ask you a scenario. Say this is happening. Say somebody's trying to pass me by going on the opposite of traffic, and I speed up to the point where I won't let them get back in the lane, and a car's coming in the opposite direction, and they go head on with the car. Will I be at fault at all for that?
What do you think, Jeff?
Could you repeat that? I didn't
I wasn't paying attention either.
You fuck you.
I'm reading the names of the people in the room.
I'll forget it.
I'm just
Listen
interested. I want
to
see if anybody can guess L, S, and G. But what was your question, Frank?
You shouldn't be reading the text there, New Style. You always preach that to me.
Well, I'm able to multitask. L, S, and G. Go ahead, Frank.
I'm going down. There's two-lane highway. Cars going in opposite direction. Cars trying to pass me by going in the opposite lane, the incoming traffic. I speed up. Now, another car is coming toward the car that's going crossing over into oncoming traffic. If I speed up to prevent him from getting in front of me, and he goes head on with the car, that's not my fault. Is
this
it?
Is like a math question.
It is partially my fault.
Whenever you ask, it's not my fault with a question mark. It's probably your fault. Coming in from Neo is God. Avril Lavigne? Question mark? Oh, I wish. I wish. No, you're incorrect, Neo.
Really?
I'd love to talk to Avril Lavigne. Maybe there'd be...
I am Voodoo Child.
No, I mean an attractive version of Avril Lavigne. Towley's checking in with Nathan Lane, Jimmy Smits, and Crispin Glover. Wow, an obvious attempt at maybe humor. But no,
I would talk to Nathan Lane.
I would be psyched to talk to anybody, but the fact remains that R, L, S, and G are probably still bigger than all three of those. So no to Nathan Lane, no to Jimmy Smits, no to Crispin Glover. No. Well,
hey, Frank, you ever flip someone off on the road?
You mean the finger?
Yeah. No.
No,
flipping the hat.
I only flip them the finger if I think I could take them.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Foundry Music Jeff and Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chris Lieben. I just wanted to guess on the S and the L.
Let me just tell you right now, Mr. Lieben, it's not you.
I'm still confident I am the L, but I know who the S is.
Okay, go ahead.
The S is Snuffleupagus. And if you have to, I'll bash his face in.
You're going to bash Snuffleupagus's face in?
Hell yeah. Don't forget.
Well, whenever you beat him, maybe you can tattoo some dumb tattoo on your back and dye your hair that color.
Fuck yeah. Snuffleupagus hair. That's perfect.
Yes. Thank you very much, Chris Lieben. Unfortunately, you're incorrect.
Damn it. I'll bash your face in then.
No, don't do that. I have to hang up on you now. That's a physical threat.
All right. Hey, Ken, if they do indeed get the names correct, are you going to validate them now in the air, or are you still going to play it?
What do you think? Should I draw this out a little more?
I don't know. I think
I got to tell you, I'm not hearing a whole lot of fucking responses. I'll drag this shit out for a year. Fuck you.
I think we're making more of this than it really should be, you know?
No, I'm kidding. We have to fucking tell them. Tilt, chimed in and said that as a token of appreciation for our internet radio show, okay? Let that sink in. Internet radio show broadcast from a room that I sleep, masturbate, play video games, and watch some of these people's movies in. He said he would get either, my choice, by the way, L or S. L is famous for a series of movies that are solely his, I would say. And he's a producer and writer of another series of movies that are widely popular. And interestingly enough, L has worked with S on the latter of the two series of movies. Now, Jeff, are you a fan of these two series of movies? The first,
the earlier work of
both?
Correct.
Yeah, I agree. Because I recently saw the new Indiana Jones, and I have to say that L. Lucas and S. Spielberg dropped the fucking ball. How in the fuck am I supposed to believe that Tilt is going to get George Lucas and Steven Spielberg fucking internet radio show?
Tilt claimed to be on the phone with Steven Spielberg last week.
No, his daughter, right?
He spoke with Steven Spielberg. He was on the phone, and Spielberg said, "Hold on, talk to my agent."
Yeah, well, he said that, but he is good friends with his daughter, and for some reason he really injects himself in people's circles and becomes friends with everybody. I don't know how it's possible. He does. He's a nice enough guy, I guess, but he was really trying to pull this off, and he could not do it. And then
Harry Knowles, who was also a fat ginger, was able to secure an interview with the both of them. So I don't think it's beyond Tilt influence to get these people on the phone. But what aggravates me is that he made it sound like it was just a matter of time. That all he needed to do was work his
connection. The next 30 minutes, bro, you're going to be talking to your choice. Pick one. Yeah, sure. Whatever. And he's like, dude, L's out of the running. Can't find L. Really? Where did he disappear to? Why don't you look at anywhere there's a fucking a scene of Star Wars being edited? I think he will be there. Why don't you look for anywhere there's a fucking one idea that's being fucking jerked off for 25 years? Then you'll find him.
Hey, Ken, did you give any thoughts to what you'd ask him if he actually came through with, like, Spielberg, for example?
You know what? I really didn't, because I just... I was initially, like, nervous. I'd probably end up being like, so, what was your favorite, like, movie? No, not, like, what you did. And then I was maybe thinking, like, what actor, you know, haven't you worked with that you'd like to? I mean, did you were excited. I mean, did you have things you just need to know?
Jeff made it, thinks he has a bunch of questions for Spielberg.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what are some of these?
What would be the couple of the questions? If you had to ask Spielberg three questions, what would you ask him?
A lot of action about Christian Bale. He had worked with him on Empire of the Sun, great movie. And I always wondered what it would be like to be in the film industry and then watch an actor grow up, having worked with him as a child, and now, you know, Christian Bale, one of the biggest stars in the world right now, you know, Batman, of course. And you know, what is it like to see a young kid grow up and have them really, like, owe all of their success to you?
I just wanted to ask him, like, if he thought the movie Space Camp was cool. Like, just stuff that he didn't have anything to do with. Yo, what did you think of the black dude in Space Camp? Just thinking about French fries. Yeah, okay, nobody's seen the movie, but you know what? I have. I owned HBO in the 80s. I didn't know. I don't think I would get that serious with it. Frank, did you?
I'd like to know what he was thinking when he made Batteries Not Included. Like, what was his target audience? I mean, it's clearly an incredibly violent film, but with a heart, and it just didn't make sense for me.
Are you jealous of Ron Howard because he directed Cocoon instead of you? Like, I don't know. Like, what do you ask Spielberg? I mean, there's some things, yeah, sure, but, like, we talk about shit. for 2 hours. Literally, no, like literally, the substance that falls out of my ass into a toilet. That is our fucking topic for 2 hours a week. What am I going to talk to Steven Spielberg about? Yeah, it's awesome. Completely unlikely. I appreciate the gesture, Tilt, but you know, you ever want to make good on it, that's fine. I'll come up with some real stuff. Frank, did you have anything you wanted to maybe ask him?
I didn't. Christian Bale was a child actor. I wasn't aware of that.
Jeff. Well, now you know because he did say it.
Okay.
People want to know who G is. I don't know. Should we reveal who G is? I mean, we can't do that yet.
Because that is still a distinct possibility.
G is still in the works. G is still in the works. And let me tell you now, it is not God or Kenny G or Grover, because they're all one and the same. They're all one being. One super being. Am I really going to carry this out again? I mean, I really can't talk about G, but I had to bring it up.
Why would you ask Kenny G?
Yeah. So, what? I think I'd rather interview his music. I don't know.
Have you ever considered playing another instrument other than the faggot one you play now?
Why did you feel the need to ruin the way I used to sign my papers when I was a kid? Why?
Were you insulted by the movie Wayne's World when they compared listening to you as getting a dental drill?
So, Kenny G, it's nice to have you. Nice to have you on the show. Oh, he's not here. He's in the green room. So what would you say your best work is? Funny, I've never heard it. Never heard it. I really just want to interview his music. I'd have nothing to say to the person. I don't even think I could pick a Kenny G song out. I had to go on YouTube and pick one of the videos. It looks like everybody's fucking wedding video.
Have you ever considered writing an upbeat number?
How about a guitar, Kenny G? Maybe a fucking drum? I don't know. One of the two. Add it in there.
Why are you so vain as to think you don't need backup musicians?
By the way, it is not Warren G. And remember, we're going off of last names. I thought we said that. It's not Greta Garbo or fucking Gilligan. They're both dead. You fucking ass. If it was Warren G, dude, I would be fucking stoked. Stoked.
It was a clear black night.
A clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume. Frank, you have no idea what that is, do you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You only know the Michael McDonald beat in the background. Does that bothers you?
Just hit the east.
Why are you sighing? Just listen to this guy's hit, okay? You might recognize it. Regulators.
Regulators. You regulate.
By the way, we're not interviewing Warren G.
We're damn good too. But you can't be any geek off the street.
You know what? I'm gonna wrap it up with this song.
You know what I mean? Earn your keep.
Regulators. Mouth.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon.
Do you recognize the background, Frank?
Trying to consume some search for the E, so I can get some phones rolling in my ride, chilling.
Frank, does that bother you that he took that?
I give up at this point.
You give up, Michael McDonald? Whatever. Thank you very much to LS, FM Jeff, Barb, and Tidbit. Everybody else.
Thank you.
Especially Frank.
Crazed, yes.
And Crazed. Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Good night, everybody.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking more than 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown.
Oh, and shouts to Chris Levin. Thank you.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
right, ladies and gentlemen.